Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Bucket Strategy Investing, it is indeed. Welcome back. Another hour. Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum. Love to talk to you about whatever's on your mind. We got a lot of stuff on our minds this hour, including a couple more things on gifting. Had some questions on that, especially on these UGMA or UTMAs. I know that sounds weird, these gift to minor accounts. If we have a chance, we'll get to it. Also, questions on 529s, using those as a kind of controlled gift and trusts and all that stuff. So anyway, we'll try to keep it as simple as possible for you because you know some of this stuff can really get complicated and that people will lose interest quickly. We got to keep it interesting. So that's what we're going to do this hour, talking to you about, of course, whatever's on your mind. We got some emails. We're going to start off with an email or two this hour. If you want to email us, you go to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. A link there says find your answer, and that's what you do. You find your answer there at wealthed.com. Click on that, send us your question. Phone calls, lines are open for you right now. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Had a couple of Social Security questions that came in over the weekend, so we'll get to some of those as well as a few that were left over from last week that we didn't get to cover on Friday. If you want to speak with Professor Plum off the air, and I know a lot of you do, a couple different ways you can do that currently. The fastest way, I would suggest, is to just give them a call at Lucia Capital Group at their off-air number, 800-644-1150. You can speak with an advisor at Lucia Capital Group, maybe even Professor Plum once he gets off the air, but any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, they're there to help you out, trying to make sure that you don't run out of money before you run out of time. That's the idea. That's the goal. That's our aim. You do not want to run out of money before you run out of time. And yet a lot of people espouse distribution plans, if you want to call it that, policies that can endanger your very nest egg. And that's certainly what you want to avoid. Talked about that last hour. So have a plan. Have a strategy. Talk to a Lucia Capital Group advisor off the air, 800-644-1150. And again, on the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We got some... later on this hour, I'm told potentially Mark Scalzo will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. I saw him deep in a huddle session with somebody here, and they were going over some numbers and some... that looked like some Greek letters, even. I don't
probably.
Know.
Probably.
Could
it's
very
all Greek
well
to
be.
Me.
That's exactly where I was going. It is to me, too. So anyway, Mark's going to come on here, potentially, as I said, at the bottom of the hour, and we'll let you know what's on his mind. Okay, some emails to get to. Let's get to Carol in Portland, Oregon. Again, 877-PLANNER, our number, if you've got questions, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Carol says, I'm 64. My husband passed away in 2012 at age 76. He was retired at 65 and collected Social Security of $1,183 a month. Mine on my record would be about $2,000 a month, a little over, if I wait to retire at full retirement age of 66. Instead, I hope to retire next year at age 65. My question is, can I retire on his Social Security next year, allowing mine to grow, and then switch to mine at age 70?
Well, Carol, the good news is yes. You can. You were married at the time of his passing. You are eligible for a widow's benefit. You were potentially eligible for one as early as age 60, but because you were continuing to work, the earned income tests, which are applied across the board to Social Security benefits, would have knocked it out. But once you retire, You retire at age 65. You can apply for a widow's benefit without applying for your own benefit, and you can leave your own benefit to grow all the way out to age 70 and pick it up at a much higher level at age 70. You probably get it up to about $2,700 a month instead of $2,000 a month. And in the meantime, picking up about $1,100, a little under $1,100. The benefit that you would receive is going to be a little less than what your husband was receiving because you're not full retirement age. There is a discount even to the survivor benefit if you apply for it prior to your reaching your full retirement age, in your case, age 66. So you're going to be able to get, you know, $1,000, $1,050, somewhere in there a month for the next 5 years, plus whatever cost of living allowances they allow. And then at age 70, apply for your own benefit, which will have grown with the delayed retirement credits for those 4 years, or even, you know, not reduced because you didn't take it at 65, and then grows for 4 years with the delayed retirement credits from 66 to 70.
Kind of a nice strategy.
It'll be a nice thing. And if you, the break even is probably late 70s, 78, somewhere in there, that if you live longer than 78, 79 years of age, it's money in the bank.
Yep.
You know.
And even if you don't,
whatever. It was a good try.
It was a nice try, and hey.
Didn't work, but...
The closer you live to 78, the better it looks. All right, 877-PLANNER. Thank you for that, Carol. David in... Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, let's go next then to Will in Phoenix, Arizona. Hello, Will.
Hello, first-time caller.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. How can we help you today?
Well, my dad's gotten remarried, and we still have his old will.
Uh-oh. Your phone is breaking up, and we didn't get anything past. Well,
Hold on. You said you're okay. Your father, you're still there, Will?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you were cutting out. I'm sorry. So if you could start again, go right ahead.
So my father's remarried, and we have his old will, when he was married with my mom, and how it would be the money would be distributed to us three siblings, with my mom included. Now he's remarried, and we don't have a new will yet. So how do we distribute the money with his new wife, and yet he still wants my mother to be a part of the beneficiary if he were to die?
I would talk with an attorney and say, here's what I want to have happen. Write up my will or trust to make sure that this works.
Okay.
Well,
It's his money. It was even though Arizona is a community property state, it's a late age wedding, so there may be some... sharing. She may have to sign some things. The IRAs and things of that nature, it's difficult to split. The new wife has access or call on those, pretty much. 401ks, things like that. The new wife has a lot of call and a lot of control and a lot of rights to that, at least half of that money. So we have to work through what is available and what's not available to be shared. And whether or not, if we want to share more than what the law potentially would allow, you might have to get the new wife's signature. So that's why I say work with an attorney who knows the ins and outs of how to work with this type of an issue. But yeah, they need a new will, and you may even want to trust, but yeah, you're going to need to work through it so that the wishes and the legalities match up.
Do you see any problems coming up with any of this stuff, Will, with regard to the new wife, or no?
Yes.
Yeah, I suspected that, which is why you asked that question.
Yeah, well, because he doesn't have a new will yet, so I'm curious, if you were to drop tomorrow, which he very well could, what kind of a legal fight I'm going to have on my hands. So, new will, and that's what we'll do.
Where are most of the assets? Are they in IRA 401k type issues, or are they outside of that?
No, real estate.
The fact that they're married now, though, and he hasn't done anything, she would have certain claims against it to go after some of those assets, because she can say that that was an old, outdated one. We're married now. We need to go by the laws that are in effect today, based on almost intestacy laws, because we got married and he didn't change it. So, get with a lawyer and get it done as soon as possible.
Yeah, they tend to look at spouses
favorably.
Favorably for the spouse. In other words, if this person got married to that person, it becomes easier to transfer assets upon the passing of one of them. It
becomes easier for her to make a claim against it.
Much easier. Yeah. So
that's what you want to have an attorney help you, or not you, but help him. Write it up so that his wishes are followed as closely as possible.
Would he be willing to do that, do you think, Will?
Yeah, we were just curious about, I'm just curious if he drops tomorrow.
Now, there's certain rules in the state that are going to be followed, and I don't have them all the states memorized.
Yeah, which is why it's probably a good idea to at least get it done.
Get with an attorney, get
pretty,
it done
pretty
tonight,
quickly
then.
To make it all legal and everything.
Yeah. All right, well, I appreciate the call, guys.
Well, thank you, Will. Appreciate you calling. Appreciate you newly listening to the program.
Yeah, second marriages, you know, can make things difficult when it comes to estate planning. I was speaking with a gentleman from Arizona the other
Absolutely.
Day who has a new spouse who's, you know, 8 years younger than he is, and he wants a chunk of his assets when he passes. He figures he'll go first. He needs to provide money for in assets and income to her, the new spouse, wants to take care of her, but he also wants to take care of his two kids. And, you know, I said, well, you can tie it up in trust so that the new spouse gets, you know, the income from it, but you've already said she's very healthy. The genes, you know, longevity is there. Your kids could be waiting until they were 80, you know, because she could make, he said she could easily make it to 100.
Yeah.
Your kids could be waiting until they're 80 to get any kind of inheritance. How are you going to split things up? And he's like, oh, that is something to think about, isn't it?
It is something to think about. Sometimes people will use life insurance policies
Basically buy out one or the other side of the
years. Yeah, in certain instances. And then, of course, as Will, our caller, had suspected, there will be certain issues that are going to come up, family-type issues, which often does happen when a new spouse gets involved.
Yeah, very often.
And you know, it's...
The quickest times that I've been notified of somebody's passing came with second marriages, and within the day the person died,
yeah,
the new spouse and at a separate time the kids called and said, first off, don't talk to her,
and she said
don't talk to them, and yeah
it's important to get this stuff all taken care of legally. Okay, Park and Tempe, hold on, and others, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's Georgia Gold.
And I'm also over here to tell you about Nashville Hot.
Georgia Gold is honey mustard barbecue.
KFC Nashville Hot is spicy and smoky.
Georgia Gold is sweet and tangy.
Nashville Hot is crispy and delicious.
You might be asking how I'm doing this.
You also might be asking where the nearest KFC is.
I don't know what you're asking. This is radio. I can't hear you. Try both delicious flavors at KFC.
Available in extra crispy chicken tenders or chicken littles for a limited time at participating KFCs. Prices may vary.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. and you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com, BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Market Strategy Investing on the air live. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We have a tour group going through. We have a tour group going through the studio.
Make sure you get your tickets in the lobby. Come
That's right.
In.
That's right, folks. Hello. Yeah, they're all very well behaved. But it's funny because we had like five, six, seven people earlier in, you know, official-looking people. Look, very nice folks. Wearing suits and ties and all that stuff. And now we have, you know, another group who's walking in. I don't normally make mention of that, but...
if you hear any talking in the background...
If you hear any talking in the background...
It's the group mulling around.
That's right. That's what they're doing. That's why I said we're broadcasting live! All right, 877-PLANNER. We're nice to tour groups. I apologize for that. 877-PLANNER. Back to the phone lines. Park in Tempe, Arizona. Hello, Park.
Good morning. Thank you for taking the call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
I am working on a strategy that Professor Plum recommended some time ago about converting a portion of my traditional IRA to a Roth, converting up to the maximum of the 15% bracket.
Okay.
And I'm just having I'm getting some mixed signals on how to handle qualified dividends, and I'd like to ask you to hear out what I've done and let me know if I'm on the right track. I'm going to have total dividends in my taxable brokerage account of about $10,000, assuming the projection for December is correct. Last year, my qualified dividends were at about 85% of the total. So if that happens again this year, it's the same funds and basically the same balances. So if I have $10,000 worth of total dividends and $8,500 of it is qualified, should my 1040 forecast exceed the 15% bracket by $8,500?
Well, do you want to pay zero tax on the qualified dividends, or do you want to pay 15% tax on the qualified dividends?
I'm okay with 15%.
Then you can go over.
Okay, so is that the amount that I go over, that exact amount, roughly?
Yeah, because that's the amount that will go over, and they'll look at the capital gains, long-term capital gains, and qualified dividends at the amount over, and they'll tax that at the then 15% long-term capital gain qualified dividend rate, and the rest of your income will be in the 15% ordinary income bracket.
Perfect. And if I do that, that'll allow me to do about 27,000 in conversions.
Okay.
And unfortunately, with my withholding, I'll breach both of the lower ends of the safe harbor guidelines. So if that's the case, can I just cut a 1040 ES and send it into the IRS for what I, you know, for... If it's like $4,000, just send it in and cover myself to avoid penalties.
So, did you say that you will meet the safe harbor rules?
No, I will not.
Oh, you will not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
Then you're going to have to make a quarterly payment for the fourth quarter.
Yes, sir. Yes, I will breach it. Is what I meant to say. So I will have to. I will have to send something in, and I didn't really want to deal with the W-4 through my employer. So, is it okay just to, you know?
Yeah, you can do, because you're doing the income is happening in the fourth quarter.
Correct.
You can do a fourth quarterly installment.
Okay, and if I'm just real conservative and overshoot it, it just comes right back to me in April, correct?
You'll get a refund. You know, when you account for it all on your tax return, any extra payments will come back to you.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you very much. I really appreciate the clarification. You guys have a fantastic show.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that, Park. This goes back to one of our discussions we have from time to time on tax brackets.
Right. Now, the qualified dividend is part of the adjusted gross income, and the qualified dividend could push the adjusted gross income up too high to contribute to a Roth IRA. But he wasn't talking about contributing. He was talking about converting. And there is no limit for conversions now. It's just a matter of how much in tax you want to pay. And keeping it down lower would have allowed those qualified dividends to happen with a zero tax. But by pushing it up higher, he's going to pay 15% on those qualified dividends.
All right, explain why it would have done that with a zero tax. I don't think people necessarily understand how that works with regards to capital gains and ordinary income.
Well, income, that we have certain brackets. And income, capital gains, long-term capital gains, I should say, and qualified dividends have a different tax bracket than other incomes. It has, there's ordinary income items, IRA distributions, IRA conversions, wages, passive income, interest, and things like that are all ordinary income. And we're allowed to have a certain amount of ordinary income or a certain amount of income and stay in the certain brackets. We have a 10% bracket, a 15% bracket, 25, 33, 35 up the way. He was looking to stay in the 15% income tax bracket. Now, qualified dividends that would have otherwise been taxed in the 15% income tax bracket if they had not been qualified dividends get a 0% tax bracket. Qualified dividends that fall into, and it's stacked on top of your other income, that would have been taxed at a higher than 15% but less than 39.6% bracket get a 15% tax bracket. This goes for qualified dividends and or long-term capital gains. So if my taxable income, married couple, we can have roughly $75,000. Let's just use that number as the top of the 15% income tax bracket. I can have $75,000 of ordinary income and stay in the 15%, and that's after deductions. That's my taxable income,
right,
not my adjusted gross income. That's going to be in the 15% tax bracket.
Which for capital gains tax purposes.
So let's say I only have $65,000 of taxable income as a married couple filing a joint return. I have $10,000 of room in the 15% bracket. If I had an interest payment of $15,000, 10 of it would be taxed at 15%, and the other $5,000 would go up and over. It would push my taxable income up to $80,000, so that would push me $5,000 into the next bracket. I'd have to pay tax at the higher level at that. What they do is they look at the capital gains, long-term capital gains, and qualified dividends on top of your other income.
On top of
other incomes, taxable-wise, are $65,000. I have $10,000 of room, like I said a minute ago, in the 15% ordinary income bracket. If I have $8,000 of qualified dividends, that brings my overall taxable income up to $73,000. That's all within the 15% tax bracket. That qualified dividend or capital gain has a 0% tax.
Here's where I think people get confused. It's a lot of information there, folks. Here's where I think people get confused. They may have read correctly that if they're in the 15% ordinary income tax bracket, that their capital gains tax bracket, if they sell something with a capital gain, is in the is a 0%.
Right, and that's common verbiage, but that doesn't mean that the entire gain.
No, and but here's what they do. They say, oh, goodness, I've got this stock that I've been holding on to for years.
$100,000 worth of gain.
I am in the 15% bracket. I am just under the 15% bracket.
Let's take my example. I have $65,000 of taxable. I can go to $75,000. I'm in the 15% bracket.
Well, maybe I'm $2 underneath, whatever it is. And you say, heck, I'm going to take this $100,000 stock that I've been holding on to. I'm in the 0% capital gains tax bracket. Look at this, tax-free. Bada-bing. I shouldn't say. I hate that phrase, bada-bing. Okay. I sell it. And I think, great, no tax. And all of a sudden,
yes,
I am hit
tax.
With
yes,
a,
tax.
A 15% at that level.
Well, state would be there, too, if you live in a state with it.
Right, but even if I don't,
15%.
Isn't there a 25 on $100,000 if I have $75,000 of income?
You wouldn't go up into the higher bracket. There are three brackets for long-term capital gains, but it's a big...
All right, but whatever it is.
It's a big 15%.
You're right. Yes, 15%. Okay, fine.
$1 million of gain, yes. Now I got to worry about
the 20%. You're right. But heck, I mean, I thought I was in the zero. No. That capital gains, the capital gains money that you realize gets added to your income.
The gain is zero only to the extent that it would have been 15% if it had been ordinary income.
That's it. If you have questions on that, you can give us a call. Maybe that's something we can explain more tomorrow. Maybe that's a nice, safe topic to talk about. All right, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. If you've got questions, we've got answers for you here. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a bucket strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to luciacap.com, luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. Biz TV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request Biz TV.
Market strategy investing. We are here till the top of the hour. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, and other Brain Trust members, including Mark Scalzo, Chief Investment Officer at Lucia Capital Management. I'm impressed, Mark. I've been able to coach you on for the last couple of weeks, and
you still don't seem to mind.
I didn't bother you last hour because you looked pretty darn busy.
Okay.
All right. So, but we went in.
Sometimes
and we yanked
I do
you.
That on purpose. No.
Well, I understand. I understand. I tried doing that once, but the empty chair just wouldn't talk. We're here, Chief Investment Officer, Lucia Capital Management, Mark Scalzo. First of all, Mark, we're still up around market highs, at least for the Dow, I guess for the S&P. Here's what we get when we do get questions on the market, and it is, well, what's going to happen now, Mark? What's going to happen with the markets? First of all, do you have just kind of an overview as to what you're seeing and what you guys are looking at on the investment side?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting time. I mean, the Dow's been doing really well. As we talked about, the Dow is not really... You know, it's not really emblematic of the markets in general. I mean, it's pretty tight. Yeah, small group, very very large companies. Recently, there's been a little bit of momentum coming back into sort of old tech names like IBM. Believe it or not.
Whoa, I remember them.
You know, there's some logic that they've been sort of unfavored for such a long time, and overlooked for such a long time, and maybe they're finally turning the corner. You know, that's just an example, but there's been a number of companies like that have gotten that are very very large that have gotten a lot of additional interest lately. Even though the fundamental performance has been pretty awful, to be honest. I think I think it was their 13th straight quarter of revenue declines
May I ask a stupid yet I think highly relevant question? What does IBM do anymore?
I don't know the company in that much detail, but they're much more today, you know, a software business rather than a hardware business. They sold, I don't know if you remember way back when, probably about 10 years ago now. Yeah, maybe 10 years ago. I can't even recall. Seems like forever that they sold their hardware business. They used to make, obviously,
they were the computers
and laptops and all that.
My wife actually asked me this question a couple weeks ago. She is not into computers, but she says, well, I don't know if that person has a Mac or an IBM computer. And I said, whoa. Let's go back to the 80s.
Computer, that's
a whole house.
She says, well, I meant something besides Mac, Apple. I said, yeah, I know what you mean, but man, that goes back. And I started thinking, IBM, well, yeah, I mean... You know, the international business machines, you would think hardware, but you're saying that they're more into the software. But they've had 13 straight quarters
of revenue declines.
And
they have been migrating their business, to their credit. I mean, they kind of saw, you know, even a while ago, time ago, maybe starting 10 years ago, maybe more than that, they started to acquire other software businesses. They saw software as a service as being their... sort of their business, more like an Oracle or someone like that, or a Salesforce.com, you know, where they're, you know, their CRM business. But the whole idea is to make, instead of providing a software program, which they would sell, they provide a subscription service.
Everything's
to certain elements.
Going to subscription services.
Isn't it? It's like a fee-based subscription.
You can't buy anything. You can only buy into something that you have to continually pay for.
It is, and even maybe at some point we'll talk about our business, because you know the things are changing as well in our investment management business.
Yes.
Again, I'm not an expert, but we see this every day where the whole idea, the whole notion of sort of paying for a service over time, rather than paying for something that's a product or a security that's being sold at any particular time.
It's not a
transaction
point of sale.
Fee. Yeah, that's changing too. So it's affecting our business as well. And I think that's just the way the world is going.
Well, you know what they found is that people, I think, with services like Netflix, I remember it going back way back, you know, with the fitness centers and all that.
Yeah.
Well, let's charge them a monthly fee, and or whatever you want to call it,
or
subscription.
The fitness centers, whether you used it or not.
Well, sure, but it's true with any subscription. I mean, you know, and you can get as much of the service as you want. And I think what they found is that people kind of like that. They kind of liked saying, well, all right, so for $7.99 on Netflix or $8.99, but I now have unlimited access to all the streaming. There's no limit.
Well, we talked about Amazon and their Prime membership, right?
That's exactly the same thing that they've taken.
And correct. The concept is, and we use a service here called Bloomberg, right, which is... Uh-huh. You know, which is basically financial data that used to be a terminal, right?
Yes.
It used to be the Bloomberg terminal, and that's how you got this financial data.
Which they still have, by the way.
I haven't seen one in a long
time. They call it that to get the news before the news, but yes.
Yeah, I mean, we have software on our computer that accesses Bloomberg, right? And their concept is they charge a monthly fee, and mm-hmm. they try to continually add service and content to that relationship over time, so you become totally dependent on that information and
yes.
that subscription, and that's really the goal with these subscription services is to get you so. I mean, we talked about Apple with their music service, right? They went from selling individual albums and albums. I mean, that dates me here.
All right, but we know what it is. We know
individual
what it is.
CDs yeah. or whatever they might be.
Records.
Records. well, that dates you too. Yeah. And then instead providing a service where you can get access to everything, you just have to pay for it on a monthly basis. And that keeps you in the system. That keeps you connected to the system. And it allows them to then differentiate their service over time by adding different things and adding value over uh-huh. time. So instead of waiting for that next upgrade, it's basically upgraded along the way.
Yeah, and again, I think what they've found is that people like that, at least on a certain level. They like it. You mentioned the financial services industry, and Professor Plum, you've seen this a lot too, where a lot of them are going to, okay, for a certain amount, you will have access to everything that we have, that we offer. Normally we would charge, you know, before for each individual one, right. But for a subscription or whatever you want to call it, a monthly fee type
thing. It's an advisory fee.
An advisory fee.
Right.
You got a question, 30 questions, one a day. That's what you pay for, and in the long run, you're going to come out better. And I think that's just sort of the model that everybody is going toward.
Well, I mean, I think in our industry, you know, you pay for advice. And, you know, that's what Rick delivers with his clients. That's what we deliver in a different way through the portfolios.
Mm-hmm.
We're all delivering advice, and there's a lot of different ways to pay for that. But the way that seems to make the most sense is to pay for it as you're delivering the advice, right? Not in a, well, I just gave you advice, pay me for that advice.
Yes.
But you want my best advice all the time.
All the time.
Right?
Access
so,
to it. Yeah.
You know, instead of worrying about, you know, that, you know, well, I did it three times today, and so you need to pay me three times for it.
Right, exactly.
You know, you just have access to my best advice all the time. And there's a certain sort of cost to that for you. And generally, over time, that cost is worth it, right? Because you're seeing the benefit of that, either insights on your financial planning, right? Or
yes.
insights in your portfolio. And that's kind of the idea. I think that makes more sense to people because they want you focused on helping them every single day and not just helping them at that point in time.
No, and I've, you know, it's more convenient for people. I think they feel like they're getting a little bit more value for their money. And by the way, it also kind of puts them in control in some ways. You know, I can use as much of it as I want, or I can use as little of it
sure.
as I want. But I know that when I need it, I don't have to worry that I'm going to have to pay 15 different times for 15 different questions or services that I ask for. I know with regard to Netflix, if I had to pay, even if it's just 30 cents for every show or movie or something that I watched, you know, whatever.
You might think about it differently.
I would think about it. I'd say,
yeah.
How many have I done? I could keep my costs down by not watching it.
Right.
I got a subscription.
Right.
I'm going to watch it myself. So,
right. And they want you consuming more so that you're wed to their format and their platform, right?
How is Amazon taking advantage of that? You talked about this a little last week, but let's just remind
you. Well, Amazon Prime, you remember, started out as a service to reduce your shipping costs, right? It was a, you know, you pay once a year, and I can't remember originally, it might have been $75 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And you then got free shipping as long as you were willing to, if you wanted overnight, you don't get free shipping.
No, but it's a little
but if you wanted a couple days or 5 days or whatever the standard time was, you got mm-hmm. free shipping. And then they started adding services to that, like you can watch a bunch of videos for free that are in their Prime service. Now, I don't know if there are a lot of them you want to watch anyway, but,
well, but it's there.
But they're free if you want to watch them. Uh-huh. Same thing with music. They added that to it. Now, what
books
they're doing
too.
Books as well. Now they're what they're doing is they're on the even on the shipping side, they're reducing the time that you have access uh-huh. to in terms of when you might get your package delivered. So, it might have been 4 or 5 or 6 days before, now it's 2 or 3. And so they continue to add to that service offering for that same price. And maybe they inch up the price a little bit over time, but what they want to do is get everybody into this service so that they can then sell you other things as well.
They can sell you other things, and as you said before, like with Apple, if you decide you don't want to work with Apple anymore, but you bought all these, you have these songs that you love so much, I can't take these songs with me in these albums?
Yes.
No, you can't,
no.
Because it belongs on our platform.
You can and always go and log in and you know online and get your songs, but you
sure.
just can't have them on your phone.
You can't have them on your phone because you have a different phone
yeah.
than what we have. Oddly enough, it doesn't work over there, does it? Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Mark Scalzo, Chief Investment Officer for Lucia Capital Management. Brain Trust standing by if you have any questions. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. More Bucket Strategy Investing when we return.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy. Your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now. 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free, informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer, Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program online, on demand, at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum, representatives.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Here we go, one for the plum again.
This Forgive me, I like meatloaf.
Both the food and the actual.
And the
actual. Yeah.
A little bit more.
Yeah. let's. What are they, like 9, 10, 11 minute songs each on the.
The intro is like 4 or 5.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. They're taking a clue from Chicago Transit Authority and making their intros about a minute and a half long, and then their songs are 9 minutes long. That's all right. It's good stuff. All right, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here with Mark Scalzo. We were talking, Chief Investment Officer, by the way, for Lucia Capital Management, just talking a little bit about the way certain companies are going as far as the subscription-based. We see this as well with certain, I don't know if it's subscription so much, but with cell phones. They've kind of changed their pricing packages all across the board. I mean, Verizon, AT&T, maybe T-Mobile, I don't know, Sprint, all those are kind of changing the way. You know, it used to be you were locked into a couple-year contract.
And people don't like being locked into a couple-year contract, so they changed it to month-to-month, but they still lock you in.
Well, they kind of lock you in a way. Yeah. Explain how these are working here, Mark.
Well, I'm not an expert on these, but I obviously we all pay attention to what's going on. I mean, they used to subsidize the phones pretty directly, the carriers.
Yeah, so if you had an iPhone or whatever, the carrier, the Verizon, let's say, would give you this $800, $900 phone for, I don't know what it was, $300, $350,
right.
Something like that.
But you still had, in our state, you still had to pay sales tax on the full $1,000 or
well,
whatever.
Well, yeah, you do have to do that.
Joke.
But, they've changed that.
They've changed the model, so they who knows how they all got together and decided this, but generally at the same time they decided that they were going to not directly subsidize the phone, and along with, let's say, Apple or some of the other providers or phone manufacturers, they provided either payment programs or leasing programs, and you buy the phone over time, mm-hmm. But as Rick was saying, it was, you know, the what you paid in terms of rates incorporated some of the subsidy, right? I mean, they weren't sort of giving stuff away.
No, they weren't. You were just stretching it out over a couple of years.
So in some ways, it feels a little bit better because you're not writing in an odd way, right? You're not writing any check, or you're not putting down your credit card at all for the phone. You're just being handed it and being told that now your payment's going to increase by X dollars a month. I think usually it's in the sort of $30 kind of range, depending on what phone you buy.
And you can't even, in some cases, you can't even buy. I was at my carrier the other day, and I asked about an iPad. and they had a special. I could get an iPad for X amount of dollars. I say, okay. And I pull out my credit card. He goes, oh, no, we'll just add it to your bill. I go, I don't want it added to my bill. I just want to pay for it. Well, we can't do it at this price. You know, it's going to be the full price if you do it just paying for it. I don't want to.
Exactly. Well, you have to sort of fit into the new plan. And, you know, they haven't really publicized the idea that you can get out of these contracts more easily, which you can, and then you have some costs with the phone and things like that.
You got to pay off the phone.
But you know, you still can technically get out of the contract and not have the burden of at least the piece that's related to the carrier as something that you
have to
pay off. Because that was something that essentially you were paying for before. So it's just kind of another way to look at it, another way for them to market.
Businesses have to really change, and it's all started, I think, with the whole idea of social media, and they weren't sure how to market and all this stuff, and it's going to change the way we do business over the next 10 or 15 years. We've been talking with Mark Scalzo, Chief Investment Officer at Lucia Capital Management here. We just got a few minutes left, and somebody was asking, speaking of Apple, do you see any stumbling blocks to Apple over the next few years? Now, we don't do stock, buy, sell, hold kind of thing.
Oh, no, we don't.
Apple, though, is one of those companies.
Not on this program.
Now you make certain decisions.
Sure. You want that kind of advice?
Sure.
Get on the service and pay for it.
Exactly. But somebody wanted to know, do you see, because Apple seems to be one of these companies that just, keeps, they've got all this cash. They're the number one market cap company still?
Correct.
Yeah. In the world.
Right.
And so, you see something like that and you think, well, there have been companies in the past, several come to mind, that seemed unbeatable 30, 40 years ago, and then something happened. Just, I know you don't have a crystal ball, and I'm not asking you to talk about the stock price or anything like that, but if something were to make Apple stumble down the line, is there anything that you would see potentially that Apple could do that would, create maybe a bump in the road for them?
Well, there's a number of things we talked about, I think, last week or the week before about, one of the biggest risks with Apple is the idea of the replacement cycle and how if that is extending, if that is getting longer, then you don't need to, and because technology is not proceeding, while it's proceeding very quickly, you still can do a lot, an awful lot, with your phone that's two generations old.
Yeah, so you don't need to replace it as fast.
You don't necessarily need to replace that, and maybe you don't need constantly to be on the cutting edge of the newest technology. So the idea is whereas before you needed every new phone that came out because it was that much of a leap forward, the leap forwards are a little, they aren't as high, let's say, as they used to be. So if the replacement cycle is extending or getting longer, then that's going to mean the revenue growth is lower going forward. And certainly is lower than it was. But it's hard to bet against Apple, conceptually.
Well, I wonder, Mark, it is. But, a lot of that stuff, because the next phone had some cool stuff that your phone just couldn't do way back. A lot of that was Steve Jobs, I think. Because a lot of that, I think he inspired or maybe helped create, and they don't really have that anymore. So
it's a question of how much, certainly, Steve, it's hard to argue that Steve Jobs was an important part of Apple's success going forward. A lot of when Steve Jobs passed away, unfortunately, he did leave a product map, if you will.
Oh, sure.
For them. And, he was looking out 10 years. And so we may be at the point, I don't know how long it's been now, probably it's been about five, six, 7 years. Yeah. We may be at the point at which his influence is waning now, right?
And it will, sure.
And it will continue to. But, the key guys that were there, Johnny Ives, others, head of design, they brought in some new people. I don't know that we have to worry so much about them sort of competing from a technology standpoint, because I think, they never were really first in terms of being cutting edge, right? But they were probably the coolest. They kind of figured out they weren't the first, if you remember the iPod, right? It wasn't the first musical device that you can get. I mean, there are things like the Zune and all this other stuff, right? But they made it the best, right?
Yeah.
They made it the best. They made it a had to have. For a variety of reasons. So, they may not always be at the cutting edge, but they will always, you know, eventually get there,
right,
and hopefully be able to execute in a way that's the best.
Mark Scalzo, thanks for joining us. We will talk to you perhaps tomorrow. If you need the brain trust, talk to Professor Rick Plum, any Lucia Capital Group advisor off the air about all this stuff. 800-644-1150, the off-air number. 800-644-1150. Planning and investing together as one. For Professor Plum and Mark Scalzo, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Invest.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.